entrepreneur, lawyer, professor, legislator, mayor. Now, I forgot one other thing. President, U.S. Conference of Mayors. Now, CEO of the National Urban League, the nation's largest civil rights organization. As I say, good morning to Mark Morial. I don't know if I should be saying a professor, Mr. Mayor, Senator. I mean, man, you've done a lot.
You know, I didn't know what I wanted to be when I grew up, so I had to try a lot of things.
You decided...
I found something that was really a whole lot of fun and satisfaction, but I am very, very excited about coming back to Detroit to be with the Detroit Economic Club. I spoke to the club in 2008, just as the recession began and before Barack Obama was elected. So I've been reflecting a lot on that sort of 10, 11-year period since then as I prepare for what I'm going to share with the club.
Well, you've certainly worked yourself, Mark, into being one of the most accomplished servant leaders in the nation. And you and I started working when we were both 15, but you started working a lot smarter than I did. You formed your own janitorial company at 15.
Yeah, you know, it was an interesting story about that. I had a summer job working in a building, worked for a law firm. I was sort of an errand boy, a runner for the law firm. And the custodian in the building, I sort of struck up, but he was certainly an older man, a relationship with him, because I noticed, man, he made the floors in the building shine like glass. And I asked him how he did it, and he said he had a secret formula in a bottle. And I said, I started thinking, wow, secret formula in a bottle. You think you can lend me some of that secret formula? He said, oh, no, son, I can't do that. That's my secret formula. Finally, I cajoled him into lending me some of this so-called secret formula he had in a bottle that he sprayed on the floor before he buffed. And I got with a couple of my friends, and we basically spent most of the summer. We put some flyers together, and we spent most of the summer washing windows, waxing floors, and cutting the grass of people in the neighborhood where we grew up. And, you know, we had a flyer, we had a name, we called it Mercury Janitorial Service. So it's an interesting little first-time entrepreneurial venture.
I thought for sure, Mark, you were going to tell me that secret formula was elbow grease.
You know, I still don't know what it is. And Mr. Price, who was the building custodian, the building engineer, was a colorful character. And, you know, he refused to tell me. He would joke with me about what he had in the bottle. But he said, you know, one day he was going to get rich off of it. I was fascinated by it. It was, you know, but it also, you know, is sort of an example of this, a little bit of mentorship, because I told him I was going to go through a business. He said, well, let me show you. You have to learn how to use the buffer correctly, and you have to learn how to do this correctly, and you have to learn how to do that correctly. And so great, you know, opportunity. That's why whenever I see young people who are either shoveling snow or pushing leaves or washing cars or whatever it is, you know, I like to support them, because it's important to encourage that kind of spirit, that initiative, that drive, that entrepreneurial instinct, that hustle that we sometimes call it in our young people.
Sure, absolutely. And mentoring is extremely important. As you were mentored, and then we can mentor others. Mark Morial with us. You can see him February 7th at the Masonic for the Economic Club of Detroit. You go to econclub.org for ticket information. Econclub.org. He'll be the speaker on February 7th and be introduced by Rod Gillum, the presiding officer. Rod, a good guy over there at Jackson Lewis. Entrepreneur, lawyer, professor, legislator, mayor of New Orleans, president, U.S. Conference of Mayors, and now as the CEO of the National Urban League, you are taking on a big topic for this meeting, because, as I have it, it's patriotism versus nationalism. The new American challenge.
We're going to talk a little bit. I think so many of the issues we're dealing with today, whether it is the economy and jobs, whether it is national security, immigration, equity and education, environmental issues, business growth and development, fit into really a broader discussion about what kind of nation we want to be in the 21st century. And patriotism versus nationalism, I don't want to steal too much of what I'm going to say. It's something I've been talking about, because we have to understand not only the distinction, but also the imperative of the 21st century. We have globalization. We have technological change. We have demographic shifts. We have the rise of new economic powers like China and India in the nation. We have a changing global landscape economically and politically. And we have the rise of repressive regimes across the land, whether it is in Korea or Russia, for example, that we have to be very aware of. So I want to talk about it in the frame of what kind of nation we want to have, because all of the issues that we confront today are related to a vision of the America that we're going to have. I think now almost 20 years into the new century, it's hard to believe we're 20 years into the new century, 2019,
yes, it is.
It'll be 2020 yeah. next year, that one-fifth of this century has already gone by. And we are now charting a course for the country. It goes in positions of community leadership, business leadership, and political leadership. So I want to talk about that, and I'll talk about it in the context of where we are as a country since the recession of 10 years ago, which rocked and knocked the country almost to its knees. And we've come back in many ways in a significant way. We've also come back with some deep-seated challenges and structural issues our economy faces and our future faces. So it's exciting. The Detroit Economic Club is a premier forum in this country. It's always an honor to be there. It's prestige, and I'm looking forward to it with great enthusiasm.
I'm sure people who remember your visit 11 years ago will want to be sure to go to econclub.org and be there again for you coming up February 7th. Patriotism versus Nationalism, the New American Challenge. And you know that Mark Morial will have plenty of interesting stories and information. Thanks for being with us, Mark. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. And I appreciate it and look forward to seeing everyone in Detroit next week.
As we continue on WJR.